Okay, good evening. We are in Parashat Bamidbar, and we're also approaching Shavuos. And there is always a connection between the Parsha and what's happening in that week. And Bamidbar is always before Matan Torah, before the event of receiving the Torah. And by the way, talking about receiving the Torah, there is a very interesting thing. People do not realize, if you do the right calculation, they're telling us that they had to count 49 days from the day they went out of Egypt. But if you count those days properly from the first day, it becomes out that the day that we got the Torah is not the 50th day, but the 51st day. In other words, it's another day. And if you want to know where it's written, it's in the first commandment. Anochi, Alef Nun, is the first Luchot, Luchot Rishonim, and Chaf Yud is Luchot Shniim. So Aleph Nun is how much? Is Aleph is 1. Nun is 50. So it's 51. So the first Luchot were given to us on the 51 day, not on the 50th day. At the 51st day. And the Luchot HaShniim, Chaf Yud, is Yom Kippur. Chaf Yud. Kippur Yom. Yom Kippur. So in Anochi we have a clue about when we received the first time and the second time. Now if this is the case, why do we celebrate Shavuos on the 50th day? Right. And the Torah tells us to celebrate it on the 50th day, but we got the Torah only at the 51st.
So that's why they do in the Chutz La'aretz 2 days.
Yes, they're tzaddikim.
They are so good. That has to be a
good
reason.
Good clue.
So the idea is very simple. Because first of all, to receive the Torah, it's every day. There is no special day to receive the Torah.
Every day.
Every day. V'agita bon yomam v'layla. And by the way, also, if you already talk about v'agita, what is v'agita bo yomam v'layla? That you have to deal with the Torah day and night. It's not written v'itzlachta bo yomam v'layla and that you have to be very successful. It's vehagitabo. The idea is, even if you don't understand, you have to learn Torah. Even if you don't understand it, you already get rewarded. So, the 50th day is really a celebration of us being ready to receive the Torah. That's the idea. All the 49 days that we were counting, we count them for this thing, for this event. To be ready to receive the Torah. So the minute you get ready, it's like you do a special course. When you finish the course, you do a party. But the practice is only afterwards. You went and learned driving. And Baruch Hashem, you've got the license. So you do a party. But you start driving the next day. In anything in life, for example, in the army, if you go to a special course for the special units, you go through a certain procedure, you finish it, then you do a party that you finish it, but you're really starting your job only the next day. So in here also the same thing. We are really celebrating us being ready to receive the Torah. So how do we get ready to receive the Torah? That's why we have the 49 days. Every day is a different level. And this is, by the way, the Torah is telling us, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe b'midbar Sinai. Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking to Moses at the desert of Sinai. And if you remember, last week it was Behar Sinai, in the mountain of Sinai. And the Midrash says, Bishlosha dvarim nitna haTorah. In three things was the Torah giving to us. Be'esh, Bemaim, Bamidbar, fire, water, and desert. Be'esh, where do you see with fire? Sheneemar, Vehar Sinai, Ashen Kulo, Mipnei Asher, Yarad Alav Hashem Be'esh. That the whole mountain of Sinai was with fire and smoke, and this is fire. Vayal Ashano, Ke'eshen Akivshan, Vayicharat Kola'ar Me'od. Bemaim, where do we see water when we receive the Torah? Sheneemar, Hashem betzetcha miseir, when he went out of Seir, betzatcha vegomer, and then it's written, vegam avim notfu mayim, also the clouds,
so
they were like pouring rain. So this is water. And the desert. The Torah was within the desert, Bamidbar, Shenemar, Bemidbar Sinai. So why those three things? Because those three things are free. Okay, so what? There is an interesting idea built here in this thing. And the interesting idea is that when we talk about receiving the Torah, Mount of Sinai, the desert of Sinai, fire, and water. First of all, let's see, what's the desert?
The contrast, you've got the Har, and you've got the Midbar.
Why the Midbar and why the Har? What is the Torah trying to tell us?
A place that nobody is the owner of the place.
Efker, very good. And also, the Torah, nobody owns the Torah. Everybody can receive the Torah. But there is another interesting thing in the desert. When you go, imagine yourself you're going on the to Eilat. And on the way, on the desert, you park the car in one of the parking spots and walk right, yes, not left. If you walk left, you go to Jordan. So you walk right. You walk right, let's say for 10 minutes. You find yourself alone in the middle of the desert. What is the feeling you've got? Imagine to yourself, I'm standing in the desert around me.
Oh.
What is the feeling?
Wonderful. Of lonely.
Free?
No.
Loneliness.
Loneliness in what?
No, how simple we are, that we've got nothing.
I see the greatness of the desert, of the creation. You see all those mountains and all this desert. This is, you feel you are nothing. In other words, in order to receive the Torah, you have to be humble. You have to understand the greatness of the Torah and how small you are. Only from a point of view of humbleness, you can receive the Torah. Why the Mount of Sinai? The Mount of Sinai was the lowest mountain. And it's very interesting. It's like, from one side, you talk about the desert. And from the other side, you talk about a low mountain. And that's exactly the point. That being humble doesn't mean I don't realize what it's all about. And from one side, I have to understand the greatness of the Torah and how great it is to learn Torah. They talk about this rabbi used to have two notes in his right pocket and the left pocket, as you remember. In the right pocket it was, the world was created for me. And in the other pocket,
God created,
I am just dust. I am nothing. So from one point of view, you have to understand this world was created for you. Look at this huge statue, the great creation of God. Unbelievable. But God tells you, I gave the Torah on the lowest mountain. So you remember, humbleness. Yes, the world was created for you. When we come to Omer, we're building ourselves. And while we build ourselves, we can get to be arrogant. Oh, look how talented I am. Look what I achieved. Remember, whatever you achieved is from God. You just did the ishtatlut.
But if you're there on your own, you don't know how to... A man doesn't know what to do unless you've got an instruction book.
That's why you get where you get the Torah.
Yeah.
that the point is to understand that we are nothing from one side and to understand the greatness of the Torah.
I thought that the world was created for God.
The what?
The world was created for God, I thought. Because He is in all the places to be His place to be. I read this once.
The world,
God
doesn't need the world.
God,
we need the world, not God.
The world was created for us.
The world was created for human beings.
For man.
Not for God. God created the world.
Yes.
For us.
To be.
for us to connect with God. That's the idea. You see, the basic of everything is in Shema Yisrael. The idea from one side of God, that He is the one and the only one, and He is the King of all kings, and He created the world for us. But and God, then you say, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Leolam Vaed, which means, my side. I want to connect to God. That's what God wants.
But God wants us to connect to Him.
That's God needs us. That's the basic. God doesn't need us.
No, but He wants us.
He wants us. There's a difference, a small difference.
Yeah.
He doesn't need us. And this is the second idea. And then you say, Shema Yisrael, what do you say in Shema Yisrael? The love of God. So everything is based on love. God created the world for us, and He is the one who created it from His own will. This is our belief, and there is nobody else. And the second thing that we have to believe and understand and act is that we, from our side, have to try and stick to God.
Was it only for the Jews?
No, for all human beings. But we are the chosen one to lead the procedure.
I know that, but the rest of the world doesn't.
That's our job. That's our job. Yeah. But, and that's what I'm saying. Like, so now let's see. So what is the idea of fire? We said three things. Desert, fire, and water. Fire can be destructive. And fire can also build. No, when it's cold, you need the fire to warm you up. And a lot of things you have to do with the fire. But fire is very dangerous. Fire is desire. The fire of desire. Now, if the desire goes to the wrong place, there's destruction. But if you take the desire in the right place, you can get elevated up to heaven. In other words, if I take the fire in order to run after my desires for flesh and blood and like all the materialistic things and all the joys of the physical world, then that's no good. I have to use it for the good purpose. Now, how do you turn off fire?
With water.
With water. That's the third thing. Mm-hmm. And so if the fire goes in the wrong way, what do? You take the water and turn it off. Mm-hmm. But the better way is to take this fire and lead it to the right way. And now, when you're in the desert, there is nothing there. What is the most important thing that you want?
Water.
This is mine. Again, the water. What is water?
Life. No. Torah.
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 So now we start to understand what the Midrash is telling us. Beshlosha dvarim niknet haTorah. Three things you buy the Torah. Desert, fire, and water. Now we understand what it's all about. What's the idea behind it? So in other words, we have to take ourselves and feel that we are in the desert. Feel the greatness of God, the greatness of the Torah, and understand that we have to receive the Torah from humbleness. And in the desert, our desire is for the water of the Torah. And the desire, the fire of desire, should go in the direction of the Torah. If we do this, we are prepared to receive the Torah. If we don't do this, we are not prepared. Mm-hmm. Says in, I think, the Rav Erdentlich, he used to be the Rav of, what's the name of the shul in Bnei Barak, the famous shul? Itzkovich. He used to be the rabbi of Itzkovich. And he, the rabbi who teaches us the Daf HaYomi every morning, he is the son-in-law of this Rebbe Erdentlich, and he brought me a book of it that he wrote. And one of the nice ideas is about receiving the Torah. In Shir HaShirim, writes Shlomo HaMelech, Ve'evi'ani el bet hayayin, and he brought me to the house of wine, or to the pub. Okay? Says the Midrash Tanchuma, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Evi'ani el bet ha'yayin," he brought me to the house of wine, "le'martef gadol shel yayin," to a big basement of wine. "Ze Sinai," and this is Sinai. Look at this interesting like Sinai and a pub. Okay, let's go on. "Ve'lamadnu misham Torah," and we learn from there Torah, "shenidreshet ba'arba'im v'teisha panim," and you learn the Torah with 49 ways. Reminds you something, 49?
Yeah. 49 days.
Sfirat HaOmer. 49 faces of purity, tahor, and 49 faces of impurity. Vediglo, the pasuk says, "Evi'ani el bet ha'yayin vediglo alai ahava." Vediglo is a degel. You know what is a degel? A flag. Alai, on me, ahava, love. In other words, he came with a flag of love, if we want to translate it in a certain way. Now, vediglo, vav, dalet, gimel, lamet, vav, if you count it as numbers, it's 49. In other words, in order to get to Bet Hayayin, in order to get to this stage of receiving the Torah, Ma'amad Har Sinai, you need those 49 stages that make you ready to receive the Torah. And he is, so as we said, it doesn't sound good, no. Like to compare a pub to the Mount of Sinai to receive the Torah. So the Rav Endelich says a very interesting thing. He says, when you drink wine, you feel the sweetness of wine, and then after a few glasses, you forget of everything, and the only thing that matters to you is what? The wine. He says, this is the way that God wants us to receive the Torah. That it will be sweet like wine, and that you will be drunk from the Torah to a level that the only thing you want is more Torah, more Torah. I want more wine. It's an unbelievable way to look at it. And this is the Diglo Alai Ahava. Says Nefesh HaChayim, Kfi Erech HaKibul, if you prepare yourself, the way you prepare yourself, this is the way you're going to receive the Torah. If you prepared yourself well, so you got a lot of space to receive Torah. If you didn't prepare yourself well, unfortunately, it's not going to be so good. Talking about preparing ourselves. Mm-hmm. As we say, we compare, we say we receive the Torah in the desert and fire and in water. Now, what is the idea of receiving the Torah? You know, fire, you light a fire, and after a while, the fire turns off.
But it keep on.
And it's like, if you want to really learn Torah, how do you come to this position that it's something that goes on and on and on, and not something, okay, fine. You know, everybody in life has got those moments. You know, all of us, we've got those moments when we feel great. Ah, we have these great moments, but they're only moments. How do we take those moments and make them to hours, to days, to years? How do we do this? And that's the idea. Rabbi Akiva, at the age of 40, goes to learn. Nothing goes into his head. Nothing. Goes to the field, and he sees this stone, water dropping on it, and there is a hole in the stone. And he tells to himself, wow, this is unbelievable. If water, drops of water, soft water, soft, nothing, can make a hole in a hard rock, so definitely the Torah can make a hole in my head and get in. And he goes back to learn. But there is another lesson here. I think the Rav Pinko says it. An unbelievable lesson. You see, they tell us that when Am Yisrael got out of Egypt, ראתה שפחה על הים, מה שלא ראה הנביא יחזקאל בן בוזי. A slave girl saw on the sea what the prophet Yechezkel couldn't see. In other words, there was something so elevated that God revealed himself to everybody. This slave girl saw things that even the prophet couldn't see. But, as we talked about it in the past, what happened to this slave girl 10 minutes later? Was she become Rabbi Akiva?
No.
Or Rabbanit Yemima? Or whatever, what happened to her? Nothing.
She stayed a slave.
But she had this
outstanding
enlightening. how could she stay a slave girl after this?
Revelation.
It's like you take the water that made a hole in the stone and you pour all of it together on the stone. What's going to happen? Is it going to be a hole?
No.
Nothing. But it's the same quantity. Take the same quantity. The same quantity, pour it on the rock. But in one go. It's not working. So what is the lesson here? Why do we need 49 days to prepare ourselves for the Torah? That's why. That's why. You have to prepare yourself step by step. Only when you do things step by step, you get to the level that it gets into and it stays with you. Because otherwise, wow, this was a beautiful Yom Tov. We had a lot of cheesecake. And we went to shul. And we learned. But after Shavuos, we had the same slave girl, the same slaves, the same situation, nothing. Chas v'sholom. We don't want this. We want to get something out of Shavuos. And this is the idea of celebrating the day that we are ready. But you have to be ready. You have to prepare yourself. And prepare yourself is a job. Step by step. Step by step. You cannot just do it in one go. Doesn't work. So this is another big lesson for us to learn. By the way, it's not only for this, it's everything in life. If you want to be a professional in a certain profession, you need to learn step by step. You can't just go up on one foot to learn everything. It doesn't work like this. There is work to be done. And that's why this idea about going out of Egypt and building ourselves to the level that we're going to receive the Torah. And as we said, V'diglo alai ahava, love. Those 49 days, V'diglo, that you're counting, that you prepare yourself. Don't forget for a minute. Humbleness, okay. Desire for the Torah, okay. The water that is the Torah, okay. But there is something very basic. Ve'ahavta le'reacha kamocha. Because we have to get to Ma'amad Har Sinai. You have to understand, without Ma'amad Har Sinai, there is no Torah. People mistaken, they think that the whole idea of Ma'amad Har Sinai is to receive the Torah. No. Without the Ma'amad, there was no Torah. Because the idea was to get Am Yisrael, each one of us, as one. And by the way, that says the parasha, Ish al diglo. Everyone with his flag. Sorry, everybody had a flag? If we start to think about how many flags were they? 12 tribes?
Yeah.
12 flags. Okay, now let's go on. 12 flags. Now they had four camps, that each camp was built from three tribes. So another four flags. Where do we see that each one of the people had his own flag?
No.
So what is Ish al Diglo? That's written, Ish al Diglo. What's the meaning of Ish al Diglo? Each one of us got a flag. In other words, the Torah is trying to tell us something very important. The same way as you have 12 tribes, the same way as you have four camps, you have people with individual ideas and with individual powers that God gave them. And God doesn't want you to let them go. Because some people says, okay, I want to be a part of Am Yisrael. So I will give everything I've got, I put it aside, I just connect myself to Am Yisrael. I, let's say, give myself, give my abilities, I sacrifice them to be with Am Yisrael together. It sounds good, but that's not the idea. God gave you talents. God gave you tools for what? To throw them away? Definitely not. To use them. So you have to use your own talent. That's the idea of the 49 days of the Sfirat HaOmer. The Sfirat HaOmer, if the Chazan wants to count for you, you're not Yoitze. You have to count for yourself. Why? There are a lot of things that the Chazan says, I say Amen and it's okay. No, here you have to count by yourself. Because you're building yourself. The Torah wants you to build yourself. With your, yes. You are unique, as we says, the whole world in the right pocket, the whole world was created for me. But on the other side, v'anochi afar v'efer, don't forget where you come from. That really you are nothing, but everything you've got is from God. But God gave it to you in order to use it. It's like we're talking about humbleness. Humbleness is not that I do myself, I'm nothing. That's not humbleness, that's stupidity. Humbleness means I know I have powers, but I know who gave it to me. And I have to use them. Because otherwise, what do I do? And this is the idea. That I have to prepare myself in a way that I'm building myself as an individual. Ish al diglo. Each one of us got his own flag. But the Torah tells us, ish al diglo. Find it. וחנו בני ישראל איש על מחנהו ואיש על דגלו לצבאותם. And it's not the only place. וידבר השם אל משה אל אהרון לאמור איש על דגלו באותות לבית אבותם יחנו בני ישראל מנגד. And now there is something else. Each one of us with his own uniqueness. But all around what? Around the Torah. Yes. Misaviv l'ohel moed. And this is the idea of Ma'amad Har Sinai. The idea of Ma'amad Har Sinai is to get there as one unit. Around the mountain, around the Torah. Ke'ish echad, belev echad. That's the way you receive the Torah. And there is no other way. Torah telling us, as we say, from one side we have to be proud to be a part of Am Yisrael. We have a great mission. And from the other side, we have to understand and realize the importance of our job, and that we raise our head above others with humbleness, yes? But raise our heads. And that's what the Torah is telling us. S'u et rosh kol adat. What is s'u et rosh? Raise up the heads of all Am Yisrael. Lemishpechotam, lebet avotam, bemispar shemot. To the families, to the house of their fathers, and numbers of name. What is what the number of names? What's the idea of the number of names?
The group that you're in.
Number of names.
They asked some Holocaust survivor, what is the most terrible thing that happened to him in the Holocaust? Mm. And you know what he said?
The number.
The number.
The number. No. They took my personality, they took
number.
My name, and I was just a number.
Took everything that you
so the Torah is telling us, here we're counting Am Yisrael. It says you are not a number. You have names. In other words, again, the mispar shemot.
The name.
I have a name. You have a name. I don't count you as number, I count you as names. In other words, anything that has a certain importance, you give it a name.
Mm-hmm.
Things that got no importance, you don't need a name. For example, even when you buy something, if it's not important, ask you, what did you buy? I buy 2 kilos of pistachio or whatever. But if it's diamonds, I bought 4 diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
See the difference? In other words, what is important, you count it by the name. Not just counting. And this guy, I always remember this, says, they took our personality and we just were a number. And this is what God is telling us here. We are human beings. We are not number. Unfortunately, this world is a little crazy. I think last year I told you about this was an unbelievable thing. Somebody sent it to me, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Yeah, we're reading. Yes, unbelievable. Now, before this the Rav Berman, he brings an interesting story about the Mashgiach, the Rav Spieler Zatzal, from one of his students. That one in one the talks that they had with the Mashgiach, he approached them and asked them, you have to know that humanity is divided to two groups. Please tell me, what are those two groups? That he asked all those students, whatever call them, Talmidim. So, of course, they come, Tzadikim, Vereshayim, evil people and righteous people. What else can you say? The world is divided to two kinds of things. What?
Male and female.
What else?
Animals and humans.
And they gave him a lot of samples. He says, no. So what? He says, society is built of two kinds of people. Those who think and those who don't think. What's the idea? You know, some people go in a certain path in life, they don't think if it's right or wrong. They just go. They do whatever they want to do, desires. There's no agenda, no nothing. Just make more money, have fun, have things. They will never change to become something more. Because they are so deep into this world, they don't think. So they've got no chance to believe.
Worse.
You call it what you want.
Worse.
But the result is the same.
Yeah.
And you have this part who thinks. Those who think, those are the important part. Because they, even if today they don't believe in God, if they think, they will eventually come to believe in God. But somebody who doesn't think, nothing is going to help him. He is going to stay like an animal. That's what makes the difference between animal and human being. In other words, If you thinker, if you are a thinker, you think about what you do, you have a chance. If you don't think about what you do, what are you? An animal. I think about 2 years, 3 years ago, there was this gorilla in, where was it? In Cincinnati. And a small kid falls down into the cage of the gorilla. And the guards came and shot the gorilla. This is a whole story, but I'm not going to go into all the details. Yeah. But and then the paper starting, and there was a Facebook and thing talking against the parents of the child and for this gorilla. It was a unique gorilla. How dare they kill the gorilla? Tzar Ba'alei Chaim. It's also a creature of God. And oh, it's unbelievable. They wanted to sue the zoo, to sue the guard who shot, to sue the parents.
Yeah.
That they were negligence. They didn't look after the kid. The kid shouldn't go into. And why did they kill him, this beautiful gorilla? Harnaby, that was her name. She has even a name. And it got to the court. To the court. And I'm thinking, is this world crazy? It's a true story. It's a true story. A kid was in a danger. You know what a gorilla is? You know, did you see a gorilla once? You know that a hand like this, even if she wants to cuddle you, she can kill you by cuddling you.
Yeah.
And this small kid was there. So they would think, is he cuddling, is he hurting him or not? What do you mean? The kid's in danger. But as we say, Pnei hador ki pnei hakelev. The face of the generation is the face of the dog. Like, or in other words, Zofchei Adam Agalim Yishakun, says the prophet. What's Zofchei Adam? Those who sacrifice human beings, they kiss the cops. Or in other words, like the Nazis, Yimach Shemam V'Zichram, they kissed their dogs and they killed the people. Children, whatever.
And here the Palestinians.
Absolutely.
Same thing. Nothing changed. Nothing changed. So what is missing here?
They're not thinking what they're doing.
Love cannot be by itself. You need the fear of God. Avraham Avinu said to Avimelech, "Rak en yirat Elokim b'makom hazeh v'haragoni al dvar ishti." There is no fear of God in this place. And when it gets to the point, you will kill me for my wife. You ask me why I didn't tell you. So I'm telling you why. You have good manners. You have judges. You have courts. You have everything. You are very polite.
Like the Germans.
The Nazis, Yimach Shemam V'Zichram. But if there is no fear of God, there is nothing. Mm-hmm. In other words, the love has to be connected to God. So this is the idea of building ourselves. You have to build ourselves. We still have a few days, not a lot. 2 days, something, 3 days. To do something about it. To understand and realize that each one of us is a special. It's like stars. You know, we look from here, they look small. But when you come closer, sometimes they're even bigger than the world. And this is, each one of us is a star. But we have to find those things that God gave us and build ourselves in those 49 days. Build ourselves with our own unique talents, but not as an individual by itself, but as a part of society, as a part of Am Yisrael. And only if we feel like this, as a part of Am Yisrael, then we can get ready to this stage, as we said, that is more important than receiving the Torah. Because without this, we cannot receive the Torah. We have to get to the stage of being ready. Ke'ish echad belev echad. Each one of us with his own talent, with his own abilities, but as a part of Klal Yisrael. And if we get to this stage of loving each other and loving God, then Be'ezrat Hashem will receive the Torah in the proper way. Shkoyim.